everybody, welcome into another Waiver Wire show here on South Harmon, week 11. I am your host, Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Follow my show at America's Game Pod. The podcast drops every single Thursday right here on the South Harmon feed. So yeah, everybody, welcome in. Week 11 Waiver Wire Pod here. Just some quick points before I do get recording. I'm recording this Monday afternoon, so some of the injury news and the Monday Night Football game will not be reflected in this pod. I dived pretty deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players and redraft players. If you're in a super deep league or if you're just in a regular redraft league, this is definitely a podcast for you that can definitely help you out every single week. So with that, let's get into some injuries and the bye weeks. So bye weeks upcoming, we have Arizona, Carolina, New York Giants, and Tampa Bay will all be on bye this week. So if you have any of those players, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., James Conner, Baker Mayfield, any of those guys, they will not be available for you this week. So let's get into some injuries. Quarterback injuries, I don't have really too many notes other than Dak Prescott. We already know he's going to be missed the rest of the year. And then also going to see on Trevor Lawrence. There's kind of conflicting reports that he might be done for the year, and then the coach is saying he's not. I'm going to tend to lean with the coach on this one for right now. Not sure if Trevor Lawrence plays this week, but it is something you're going to have to monitor on Trevor Lawrence. Running back injuries this week. So Miles Sanders, he was carted off with an ankle injury. Not sure how long it'll be, but honestly, did Miles Sanders even really matter in fantasy? No, he didn't, but just wanted to bring him up. Tank Bigsby, he left early with his ankle injury. He's been kind of limited with the last couple weeks and did not really play at all, so you have to monitor Bigsby. I'm probably not going to trust him this week coming off of that ankle injury. Wide receivers, only Michael Pittman. So Michael Pittman missed this week with his back injury. I think you're just going to have to monitor him. I'll bring up Tyreek Hill too, because Tyreek, I guess he aggravated his wrist injury on Friday, and he is very questionable to play on Monday night. I guess it's a pain tolerance issue a little bit. So as of this recording, I do not know if Tyreek Hill is going to be available tonight or not, but something to monitor. And then lastly, the tight end injury. So we had two of those. Sam Laporta last night sprained AC joint in his shoulder. He may miss this coming week. They are playing Jacksonville at home. So my guess, Laporta sits this week. And we'll get into his replacement later on in the podcast. But I would be expecting to be without Sam Laporta this week. And then the other one was Dalton Kincaid. He left early with a knee injury. Monitor his status this week as well. All right, let's get into some quarterbacks for the waiver wire. So the redraft quarterbacks I like this week. Jameis Winston, revenge game in New Orleans. It could be really glorious and he can throw all over the yard, or it could be really, really bad. So it is a risky one, but hey, Jameis is available in probably most redraft leagues. You can take a shot at him. Joe Flacco against the Jets, another revenge game against the Jets here. The Jets defense has been absolutely poopy. Yes, the Colts have been poopy as well, but I would take a shot at Flacco. I mean, it's not too crazy. So, and then Russell Wilson against Baltimore. I think the way that you beat Baltimore is throwing the ball on them. I think Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase proved that last week. So Russell Wilson, I think he is a good streaming option this week with how well he's been playing. And then Bo Nix versus Atlanta. Bo Nix has been playing really good football the last month. So Bo Nix is starting to hit his stride. I think this is a game where they could beat Atlanta this week. So Bo Nix, definitely a option for me as well. Dynasty quarterback. So I want to bring up Mac Jones. If Lawrence continues to miss, Mac Jones should be owned. C.J. Beathard is also the backup. You could throw in a flyer on him on some deeper leagues. And then Trey Lance. He came in for Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush basically got benched, and they put Trey Lance in. So if Trey Lance is available, I think he is somebody that you could start. And then I mentioned him last week on the show. They haven't, like, set it out loud, but I think there's a really good chance Desmond Ridder could start here for the Raiders over Gardner Minshew. So if Desmond Ridder happens to be out there and you're desperate for a quarterback, I wouldn't mind throwing a spot at him as well. Running backs for redraft. So I wanted to bring up Khalil Herbert. So he just got traded to the Bengals. He should have more time in the playbook after this long extended break after the Thursday night game. So he should be pretty decent to be the RB2 now for Cincinnati. If you have a deeper bench or you're just desperate for somebody, I wouldn't mind maybe picking up Khalil Herbert. Cam Akers, he continues to be the Vikings backup running back to own. Ty Chandler kind of fell behind him again this week. And Cam Akers, for as much shit as I've given him, he actually looks pretty decent and explosive. So, yeah, Cam Akers would be a guy I would be able to target right now, especially with Aaron Jones, who seems to keep getting banged up and banged up every single week. It wouldn't shock me if, you know, he gets a kill shot here soon and Cam Akers is the one who's going to be leading this team for the Vikings. Audric Estime. So I brought him up last week. Hopefully you got him. I spent a ton of money on him in my FFPC leagues, and I probably got a starting running back out of it, so that helped me. But if you need somebody, Estime, he is the lead back now for Denver over Javonte. Estime played 26 snaps. He ran 8 routes, 14 carries for 53 yards. And Javonte, he just had 1 carry, and I believe Jaleel McLaughlin also had 1 carry as well. So Estime dominating the carries now. Gus Edwards, he is back. He played 14 snaps, 2 routes. He had 10 carries for 55 yards. So he actually led the team in rushing yards. And Gus Edwards is back playing his normal role that he's played. So I think Gus Edwards, if you need a running back, that's going to get you some snaps. I think he's a guy that you could pick up. And then the last one is the dynasty running back, and that's Jamichael Hasty. He played more snaps than Antonio Gibson, so he had 12 snaps, 4 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for 4 yards, and 6 carries for 20 yards for Jamichael Hasty. So it sounds like he is now the backup for Ramondre Stevenson, and Antonio Gibson's snaps have fallen over the last 3 games, and I mean, this might finally be the end here for Antonio Gibson. So I'm guessing injuries have finally just caught up to him, and he is just not the same player that we saw, you know, 3 or 4 years ago in Washington. Wide receivers now. So redraft. If Michael Pittman continues to miss, A.D. Mitchell is definitely a pickup. He played the most snaps with 60 snaps, 37 routes, 6 targets, 6 for 71. So I'm hoping, even if Pittman comes back, like this Alec Pierce, you know, just throw Alec Pierce in as like the Jalen Hyatt of this offense. Just have him run some deep routes or something, because A.D. Mitchell is clearly a way better player than Alec Pierce. So hopefully this is... Excuse me, this is the time to get A.D. Mitchell in the lineup. Next up, John Mechie. 44 snaps, 27 routes, 6 targets, 5 for 74, and a touchdown. So without Stephon Diggs in there and Nico Collins, John Mechie really stepped up this week, and he looked really good from what I saw. Best I've seen him probably since his college days, obviously. So John Mechie could be worth a pickup this week as well. Dynasty wide receiver. So I only have a couple here for you. Tylan Wallace, 3 targets, 3 for 115 and a touchdown. He's not somebody I'm dying to pick up. Just wanted to mention him just in case he does continue this, but I don't think he's going to. Tylan Wallace has been in the league almost 5 years now, and he has never done a fucking thing. So I think this is just kind of he got lucky on an 80-yard touchdown, and that's that. So I'm not going to rush out to pick Tylan Wallace, but wanted to mention him in case I'm wrong. Somebody can you know, pick him up and try him out. MVS, so 29 snaps, 18 routes, 3 targets, caught all 3 for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. So MVS and Derek Carr looked really good together this week. Obviously, the Saints wide receivers are just depleted right now, so MVS definitely worth a pickup in best ball leagues. Tampa Bay, even though they're on bye, Mike Evans should be back after the bye. But Ryan Miller and Raheem Jarrett played more snaps than Trey Palmer. Jalen McMillan didn't even play. So Ryan Miller led the team in snaps, 52 of them, 30 routes, 3 targets, 1 for 11. And then Raheem Jarrett, 50 snaps, 28 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 10. Not like guys I'm like willing to just die on a hill and put in my lineups or anything, but just wanted to mention them, that they were the leading snap guys for Tampa Bay. And then the last guy is Xavier Gibson for the Jets. He played 24 snaps, 18 routes, only had 1 target, but he was third on the team and wide receiver snaps and should kind of be the new slot receiver there for the Jets, with Malachi Corley also sprinkling in. Tight ends, only have a couple as well for you this week. No redraft tight ends. If you need somebody at tight end in redraft, I always say Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is definitely a guy I would be willing to pick up. Dynasty tight ends, though. Brock Wright. Laporta probably misses this week. Brock Wright should be the starter this week. So I think Brock Wright in most best ball leagues should be picked up this week. Tanner Hudson, with Eric All's ACL injury for the year. Hudson got used a ton against Baltimore, where they threw it a lot. So 7 targets, 6 catches for 42 yards, 1 touchdown. Gesicki was also used as well, but do I expect these kind of numbers going forward for Hudson? No, but I think he's a guy who can get you 3 for 30, and maybe he pops in a touchdown once in a while. So Tanner Hudson kind of back to his same stuff from last year. And then Josh Oliver, he played a lot this week, even with Hockenson back. 57 snaps, 20 routes, 6 targets, 4 catches for 52 yards for Josh Oliver. So that could be another guy you could target in some best ball leagues. And then lastly, in the what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment, Kendrick Bourne for the Patriots. Completely benched this week. Didn't play one snap. Either something happened with him behind the scenes or what, I don't know. But why the fuck didn't you just trade him to the 49ers for a 7th or a 6th if you guys knew you didn't really want him and you were just going to bench him anyways? So I don't know exactly what happened there with Kendrick Bourne, but it sounds like they've benched him and they're going with the youth movement, getting Jalen Polk in there and all these other guys. So I don't know what happened there with Kendrick Bourne, but Kendrick Bourne probably, you can leave him on best ball rosters just in case, but any redraft leagues I told you to pick him up in, yeah, you can go ahead and feel free to cut Kendrick Bourne. The Colts were another one. And then again, 4 tight ends playing, just like even snaps of like 24, 22, 21. Like, what the fuck are we doing here with these tight ends, man? Just pick a fucking tight end already, Colts. I just, nothing chaps my ass more than these tight ends every single week with like, you know, 4 or 5 of them playing on some teams. It's ridiculous. So, but that is going to be it for this week, guys. Real short, quick podcast. There wasn't a lot of injuries, thank goodness. And, you know, with not a lot of injuries, there wasn't a lot of guys to just go ahead and go pick up or to even mention. It's kind of a lot of these teams are playing their same guys. There isn't really anybody new entering the fold. So it's pretty good right now. I'm liking it. You know, getting closer here to the playoffs in most of our leagues. Hopefully you guys are set up to make the playoffs in most of your leagues. But yeah, man, if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Discord or Twitter. I'm more always willing to help anybody out that has any questions. Waiver Wire Pod drops Tuesdays. America's Games drops on Thursday. Start Sit Show on Sundays. Me, T-Rock, Matt Dennis usually on there. Every Sunday at noon. That's always a really good time helping you guys out with any Start Sit questions. Also, check out the YouTube, South Harmon FF. Always great content on there, great videos, shorts, all that good stuff are popping off on there. All the other podcasts on the feed as well, great, great content for you guys. 4D Chess is back with Adam and Mike, so that's on there. Or actually with Adam and Maddie, Mike and Maddie, I'm sorry. That's on there as well. So make sure you guys, yeah, just come check it out, man. It's really good stuff. So really enjoying the content we got going here. Hopefully you guys are as well. So until next week, we will see you guys. Take care.